ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
Marjorie, in these important verses, you should just try to follow along. You don't have to chant. I would just, for the time being, just try to read along in the transliteration.
Om Om Yachandasa Mrishabho Vishwarupaha Chandopyo Dhamrata Asambhava Samendro Metaya Asprunotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jirhva Me Madhumastama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmanakoshosi Metaya Pihitaha Shrivam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Chiram Atmanaha Vasa Grunsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Domasham Pashivin Sahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharya Swaha Imayantu Brahmacharya Swaha Tamayantu Brahmacharya Swaha Tamayantu Brahmacharya Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharya Swaha Yashojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vashyato Sani Swaha Tantva Bhagavadishani Swaha Sama Bhagavadish Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashakhe Nibagahan Parimrije Swaha Yatha Pravata Yanti Yatha Masa Aharjaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Dasarayanti Sarvata Swaha Prativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapasyatva Om Aham Vrikshasya Reva Kirtya Prishtam Gireva Urdhva Kavitro Vajiniva Swamitam Asmi Dravina Gumsa Varajasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha Iti Srishankur Vedanu Vashanam Om Brahma Vira Apno Tiparam Tadesha Yukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Yoman So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipashiteti Tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha Yato vacho Yato vacho nivartante Apra apya manasasaha Anandam brahmano vidvan Nabideti kadachaneti Tasyaisha eva sharira atma Asanne vasapavati Asad brahmeti veda chet Asti brahmeti chet veda Santamenam tato viduriti Vishasmad vatav pavate Vishodeti suryaha Vishasmad agnischendrascha Mrityur Bhavati Panchamahi Saishanandasya Mima Gunsa Bhavati Yato Vacho Nivartante Atra Apya Manasasaha Anandam Brahmano Vidvan Nabiveti Gutashaneti Edagum Havavana Tapati Kimaha Gunsa Dunakaravam Kimaham Papa Makaravamiti Saya evam vidvane te atmanat kasrute ubeye vaisa ete atmanat Atmanakaspurnate Ya evam veda Yaitu panishita.
Wow, this one we have to work on. Just repeat after me, we'll just do it a couple of times.
We weren't
going to
do that one, really? Before you drop that one.
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to do seven. No, we're going to do, not going to do eight.
Okay.
Why was I going to drop it?
I'm not sure. This was a while ago. So
let's do it.
Okay. Excuse me.
Maybe I said that. I don't remember why. Yato vacho nivartante.
Yato vacho nivartante.
Apra apya manasasaha.
Apra apya manasasaha.
Anandam brahmano vidvan.
Anandam brahmano vidvan.
Nabibheti kutaschaneti.
Nabibheti kutaschaneti.
Etagum havavana tapati.
Etagum havavana tapati.
Kimahagum sajuna karavam.
Kimahagum sajuna karavam.
Kimaham papa makaravamiti.
Kimaham papa makaravamiti.
Saya evam vidvane te atmanakas brinute.
Saya evam vidvane te atmanakas brinute.
Upehe vaisha ete atmanakas brinute.
Upehe vaisha ete atmanakas brinute.
Ya evam veda.
Ya evam veda.
Ityupanishata.
Ityupanishata.
Okay. The eight, I've just added, probably most of you don't have eight on this, but I've just added it. We're going to be practicing it on this still. Okay. So bring out your Taittiriya, and we're going to be working on the Abhrigavalli, starting with the Sahanabhavatu. Okay. That's on page 19 of this one. 19. And of this one, it's page 20. On this one, it's page 27.
Okay.
And this one, it's page 19. Of yours there, Kiki, 27.
Thank you.
And of this, page 19. Do you have it? Let's do Sahanabhava two together.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavid Vishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Repeat this after me. There's still a little dragon. Om Sahana Bhavatu,
Om Sahana Bhavatu,
Sahanau punaktu,
Sahanau punaktu,
Sahaviryam karavavahai,
Sahaviryam karavavahai,
Sahaviryam karavavahai,
Sahaviryam karavavahai,
Tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai,
Tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai,
Tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai.
Tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's go to the next one. Prakurvai Varunihi.
Prakurvai Varunihi.
Prakurvai Varunihi.
Prakurvai Varunihi.
Varunam titaram upasasa. I'm really low. Am I really too low for you? Varunam titaram upasasara.
Varunam titaram upasasara.
Varunam titaram upasasara.
Varunam pitaram upasasara
adhihi bhagavo brahmeti
adhihi bhagavo brahmeti
tasma etat provacha
tasma etat provacha
tasma etat provacha
tasma etat provacha
annam pranam chakshushrotram manovachamiti
annam pranam chakshushrotram manovachamiti
annam pranam chakshush
annam pranam chakshush
shrotram mano
shrotram mano
vachamiti
vachamiti
annam pranam chakshush shrotram mano 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 vachamiti
tagum ho vacha
tagum ho vacha
tagum ho vacha
tagum ho vacha
yato yato va imani bhutani jayante
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 yena jatani jivanti
yena jatani jivanti
yena jatani jivanti
yena jatani jivanti
yatrayantya bisamvishanti
yatrayantya bisamvishanti
yatrayantya bisamvishanti
yatrayantya bisamvishanti
tadvijignyasasva
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 tadbrahmeti
tadbrahmeti
satapotapyata
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 satapastattva
satapastattva.
Now in this one, the important line to be memorized that Swamiji chants all the time is the yato va imani bhutani. So repeat after me, and I'll have this one part on the important verses.
Yato va imani bhutani jayante.
Yato va imani bhutani jayante.
Yena jatani
yena jatani jivanti.
Yena jatani jivanti.
Yat priyantya bisamvishanti.
Yat priyantya bisamvishanti.
Tad vijignyasasva.
Tad vijignyasasva.
Tad brahmeti.
Tad brahmeti.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapas tattva.
Satapastattva.
So let's go back to the yato. Yet, just to remind you, because now we're going to be repeating this over and over for the next four or five verses. Yataha, from which, va is vai, yataha vai, imani, from which, indeed, imani, these beings, bhuta, the imani, these, plural, bhuta, these beings, jayante, are born, from which, indeed, these beings, imani, bhutani, jayante, are born. Yena, by which, jatani, those beings which have been born, those things which have been born, those which have been born, jatani, jivanti, live. These are sustained. Okay? By whom the beings that have been born are sustained, are live, literally. Yet, prayanti, abhisambhishanti, into which they go. They go into which, yet is in the accusative, yet prayanti, they go into which means what? Abhisam Vishanti, they resolve into what? Into which. So Prayanti means Abhisam Vishanti. It's like saying a word just to clarify the Prayanti. So this verse is considered a Tathastha Lakshana because Brahman is not being really addressed here. It's like the crow on the roof. Brahman is that from which this whole universe comes, from which all beings come, because of whom all beings are sustained, jivanti live, and into which all beings go.
So
it's a very famous Tathastha Lakshana for Brahman.
All three of these sentences together.
All three together is that from which the universe comes, is sustained, and into which it results.
So in the translation, it's sort of like into which they go, which they resolve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That just
it's as though, that's right. Because Abhisam Vishanti just defines more clearly Prayanti. Prayanti means they go, right? What does it mean? How do they go? Are they traveling to somewhere? What do they mean by go? It means they resolve into. So, this is a famous Tathastha Lakshana definition of Brahman. The real, the Swarupa Lakshana of Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam in the Taittiriya. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. That's directly defining the nature of Brahman. Brahman is Satyam, its existence, its Jnanam, consciousness, its Anantam, limitless, like Satchit Ananda. That's the Swarupa Lakshana. The Lakshana, the definition that is of Brahman's nature itself. Tathastha Lakshana is a definition that points to Brahman through pointing out something that's contiguous with it. You know, like if I point to see a bunch of houses are all of the same, there's a whole row of houses, they're all the same, but on one of them a crow is sitting. So I'll say, do you see that crow? The house on which the crow is sitting, that is the house I'm talking about. But I'm getting to the house through the crow. Here I'm getting to Brahman through the creation. Right, so that's the Tathastha Lakshana because it's not an actual definition of the Brahma Swarupa. Okay? So very famous. It's quoted all the time. Swamiji's always quoting it. And why I'm going to add the whole rest of the sentence is because when Swamiji starts quoting something, he won't stop right away because it's pleasurable to... you know, and so he'll keep going. He'll finish off the sentence. So the rest of the sentence says... Tad vijignyasaswa, may you desire to know that clearly. The vi means getting nishtya jnanam. Jignyasa is a desire to know. Vijignyasaswa means aparoksha jnanam, may you know that fully, completely. And the swa, right, imperative, second person singular, may you desire to know. Tad brahma iti, that is Brahman. May you desire to know that. From which all beings are born, by which all beings live, into which all beings go, resolve. May you desire to know that. That is Brahman, tad brahma iti. Okay? May you desire to know that. That is Brahman. Sa tapaha tapyata, atapyata.
Sorry, I got confused for a second, and I think I've asked you this before, but when you break tat brahmiti, it's tat and then brahma iti, but we always say brahman. Is that
Brahman is a substantive, but in the nominative singular, it's brahman is neuter.
Okay.
In the nominative singular and nominative accusative singular, it's brahma.
Right, and brahman is a substantive.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it says, this last part says, Satapotapyata means he meditated on that. Atapyata is past tense. Sa, he, atapya, he meditated. He did tapas on that. This, putting the tapotapyata together, it sounds repetitive, but that's just the way that phrase goes. He did tapas on tapas. But all it means is he did tapas on that. Okay. Satapotapyata, it's a phrase. And then he says again, and then he, satapaha tattva, he having done tapas, then it leads into the next verse. Okay. So Swamiji will always, he'll usually stop there. He'll say the whole thing, but the important part, the The Tathagata Lakshana goes up through the Yad Priyantya Visambhishanti. Okay? So. Really see it? So let's just chant that Yathova Imani, those three parts. Let's chant it together.
Yathova Imani Bhutani Jayante Yena Jatani Jivanti Yad Priyantya Visambhishanti Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yadprayantya visambhishanti Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yadprayantya visambhishanti.
Okay. Let's go now to the second section. This is where we are now, right? Page 20. We haven't done this paragraph, we haven't done, right?
The next one?
Yeah.
No, I actually didn't know.
You think that's where we left off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where I am.
Oh my God. We're starting in Tandem.
Okay.
Repeat after me. Annam Brahmeti.
Annam Brahmeti.
Vyajanat.
Vyajanat.
Annam Brahmeti. Vyajanat.
Annam Brahmeti. Vyajanat.
Now, Sandhi. Annam Brahma iti Vyajanat. Annam Brahma iti Vyajanat. Okay. Annad Jeva. Anadjeva Kaldimani
Kaldimani
Bhutani
Bhutani
Jayante
Jayante
Anadjeva Kaldimani
Anadjeva Kaldimani
Anadjeva Kaldimani
Anadjeva Kaldimani
Bhutani Jayante
Bhutani Jayante
Sandhi Anat D short E Anat, actually, take it back. Anat he. That dha is a he. Remember that sentence?
Yeah.
Anat he eva. Anat
he
eva, short e. Anat he eva. Kalu imani. Kalu imani, that v is an u. Kalu imani. Everybody recognize?
Mm-hmm.
Not a clue. It's okay, go
U plus E is V. U plus E is V. Kalu imani Bhutani Jayante. So, Anat hi eva Kalu imani Bhutani Jayante. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anena jatani jivanti.
Anena jatani jivanti.
Anena jatani jivanti.
Anena jatani jivanti.
So there's going to be a slight pause there because of the double name. Anena. Anena.
Anena.
See how I go? Anena.
Anena.
Anena jatani jivanti.
Anena jatani jivanti.
As long as it's Jenny's all right, that's all I care.
I think she came upstairs better than she
should. Yeah, she'll be all right. Believe me, as soon as she hears the loud noise, she's out of there.
Yeah.
Annam.
Annam.
Prayantya visam vishanti iti.
Prayantya visam vishanti.
Say prayantya.
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 Visam vishanti iti.
Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Bisham Vishanti Ti. Prayantya Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Prayantya Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Prayantya Bisham.
Prayantya Bisham.
Prayantya Bisham Vishanti Ti.
Prayantya
Vishanti Ti. Prayantya Visam Vishanti Ti. Prayantya visham vishanti iti.
Prayantya visham vishanti iti.
Prayantya visham vishanti iti. Annam prayantya visham vishanti iti.
Annam prayantya visham vishanti iti.
Tadvignaya. Oh, let me break the sentence first. Annam, then prayanti, and then abhisam vishanti iti. So annam, prayanti, that yakara is e plus a, prayanti, then abhisam vishanti,
abhisam vishanti
iti. Right? Annam, prayanti, abhisam vishanti iti.
Annam prayanti abhisam vishanti iti.
Is the abhisam vishanti with a small e or long e?
Short. Both are short. Tadvignaya.
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 So the tadvignaya.
Tadvignaya.
Punareva.
Punareva.
Punareva. Varanam.
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 Pitaram.
Wait a minute. Varanam.
Varanam. Varanam. Varanam.
How come it's a varunam?
Because it's short u. Varanam.
Varanam.
It's short u, not long u.
Okay.
Punareva. Varanam.
Punareva. Varanam.
Pitaram.
Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Upasasara.
Punareva varanam.
Punareva varanam.
Pitaram.
Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Upasasara.
Punara. Punara is punaha. Punara.
Eva.
Eva. Varanam.
Varanam.
Pitaram.
Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Upasasara.
Okay, Upasasara. Then, Adihi.
Adihi.
Bhagavo.
Bhagavo.
Brahmeti.
Brahmeti.
Adihi. Bhagavo. Brahmeti.
Adihi. Bhagavo. Brahmeti.
That Adihi, for you, it's one word, should be, that little line should cross all the way over. It's an imperative. Adihi. Then, Bhagavaha. Then, Brahma. Iti. Adihi, Bhagavaha, Brahma, Iti, A plus E is A, Brahma, okay? Tagum Hovacha.
Tagum Hovacha.
Tagum Hovacha.
Tagum Hovacha.
Tam Ha Uvacha. Tam Ha Uvacha.
Tam Ha Uvacha. That's your door.
It's a Tam ha uvacha.
Tam ha uvacha.
Tam ha uvacha. Then tapasa.
Tapasa.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Vijignyasaswa.
Vijignyasaswa.
Tapasa. Brahma. Vijignyasaswa.
Vijignyasaswa.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapaha Brahma iti.
Tapas,
right? Tapas. The tapas Brahma iti. Tapaha Brahma iti.
Tapaha Brahma iti. And you didn't do the...
There wasn't one. Tapasa Brahma Vijignyasaswa. There's no sunny there. Then Tapaha Brahma iti. Then, everybody see that? Then, Sa Tapo Tapyata.
Sa Tapo Tapyata.
Sa Tapo Tapyata.
Sa Tapo Tapyata.
Saha Tapaha Atapyata.
Saha
tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata.
Good. Okay. Translation. Annam Brahma Iti Vijanat. Annam Brahma Iti Vijanat. Vijana is from vijna, to know clearly, past tense. He understood. Okay? He clearly understood. Annam as Brahma.
Mm-hmm.
He understood that iti. Do you want to know where we are? What page are we on?
20.
Okay.
Vijana is false since this is not an O.
V. V plus ja, V plus a.
Oh.
Yeah. Ajana.
Oh, V,
right?
Ajana.
Yeah. V, Ajana. That means to have clarity of knowledge. He clearly understood what? This is Bhrigu, because his father, Varuna, told him, you go and do tapas on this. Do vichara on this. Try to understand what this means. Okay? So he went and he did the, having done the tapas, means having done the vichara, he comes back, he says, now having, he clearly understood, having done this tapas, that food is Brahman. And by food they mean the whole samashti, upadi, the whole virat. Mm. This whole creation, everything, the human, all the beings come from food alone. Means the samashti, the collective, the aggregate of food. Because all beings are coming from food. So we're looking at virat now, the whole samashti, upadi, the stula sharira. So all beings come from food. So food must be Brahman. Because all beings come from food, are sustained by food, they go back into food, therefore food must be Brahman. So everything that we're doing is working off of this Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante. Right? And he says that, okay, all beings, clearly food is Brahman. Annam Brahma, both in nominatives, Annam Brahma Iti Gijanat. He understood clearly, food must be Brahman. Food is Brahman. Why? Anat, he, Eva, indeed, because indeed, emphasis, but he and Eva are both emphasis, anat, from food, ablative singular, from food alone, kalu, kalu means like verily, so we've got a bunch of emphasis here, kalu, verily, indeed, from food, anat, ablative singular, then he, Eva, kalu, from food, verily, indeed, it's all emphasis. Imani, these Bhutani beings, Jayante, are born. Why? Because from food, indeed, verily, these beings are born. From food alone, these beings are born. Anena, by food, Jatani, Jivanti. It is by food that those that jata is the past, passive, partial, those that have been born. Right? The Bhutas, the beings, are born from food. Now they've been born. Okay? They come from food. Now they've come, they're jata, they've been born. So, by food, jatani, those that have been born, jivanti, they live. They live by food. Anena is instrumental singular. So, anena, by food, jatani, those that have been born, jivanti. Good person, plural, they live. Then, annam, accusative, singular, it, food, prayanti, they go to food, means abhisam vishanti, means they resolve into food. They go back to food. They resolve into food. Annam is here, accusative, singular. Prayanti is third person plural, and abhisam vishanti, third person plural present tense. So they're born from food, they live because it's by food, and they go back into food. Iti, thus. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is that iti, and it says, tad vignaya, having, this is an inclinable past participle that takes the ya because of the preposition v, it's like twa, mm-hmm. right? Remember that the twa affix for the indeclinable past participle, mm-hmm. if the root has a prefix, it becomes ya, so vignaya. Mm-hmm. Having clearly realized that, what? That food is Brahman. Okay? Clearly realized that. But then the Bhasha will say, he realized it, but then he had a doubt. You know? Food, actually his doubt goes something like this. Food can't be Brahman because the bodies without a prana, they can't live. So the bodies are more than just food. Even though obviously they all come from food, they're sustained by food, they go back into food, but there's more. All of the bodies are alive because of prana. So he has a doubt comes in his mind. And so it says, punara. Punara means again, eva, indeed. Punara, again, indeed. Varanam, varana is the name, pitaram, of the father. Both accusative singulars.
Mm-hmm.
Upasasada, he approached. This is the perfect that we're going to be learning in a couple of weeks in the Sanskrit class. He approached. He approached his father, pitaram, accusative singular, varana. He approached varana, his father, again. And eva is emphasis.
It doesn't say he, right?
Yeah, he approached. It's in the verb.
Sorry.
Yeah. He approached varana, his father, again. Punara means again. And he said, having approached him again, everybody see it? You okay, Penny?
Yeah, I got a little confused, I'm sorry.
Where?
So, the last word, his father, so it...
Upasasara is he approached.
Okay.
And then pitaram is father, accusative singular, and varanam is accusative singular,
right.
The name of the father.
Mm-hmm.
So he approached the pitaram, the father, varana, whose name is varana.
Right, right.
Those words aren't there, but
yeah.
Both he approached varana, the father, punara again, eva indeed. Do you know where we are, Deborah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then adihi bhagavaha brahmeti. So now he says, may you teach. Bhagavaha is, hey Bhagavan, it's respectful. You know, your honor. It's like saying it's a respectful address to his father.
Mm.
And it's in the vocative. Bhagavaha. Hey Bhagavaha. Adihi, may you teach. Imperative second person singular.
Mm-hmm.
May you teach what? Brahma iti. May you teach Brahman to me. Quotes, may you teach Brahman. It means may you teach me Brahman. Okay.
Why did you say quotes?
Iti.
Oh.
First it says again he approached his father, mm-hmm. and the iti means and he said, right? In quotes. They don't say that, but that's... Now it says, so that puts that part in quotes. Then he says, tam ha uvacha. He said tam to him. He said to him, hey Bhagavan, may you teach Brahman. In other words, may you teach me Brahman. Okay?
Can you say that again?
Tam. Tagum is tam.
Yeah.
Accusative singular. Ha is an emphasis. Uvacha. Uvacha is he said tam to him. He said to him, adihi, may you teach, hey Bhagavan, Brahma. And iti puts that in quotes for what he said. So iti puts in quotes the adihi bhagavaha brahma. Okay? So he said to him, may you teach, hey Bhagavan, may you teach Brahman. Then what it doesn't say here is that it does, okay. Then he says, tapasa brahma vijignyasa swa. Now the father says, May you do vichar, may you desire to know clearly. This is all from before. May you desire to know clearly Brahman by tapas.
Mm.
So tapas here means the vichara, doing that vichara. May you desire to know vijignyasaswa Brahman through tapas. So he's sending him back, right?
Mm.
He sends him back, okay, you have to continue. You have to continue. You're right to ask this question. You go back and do tapas just like I told you to do before. Okay. So by tapas, Brahman, vijignyasaswa, may you desire to know Brahman through tapas. Okay? Tapasa, instrumental singular. Brahman accusative, vijignyasaswa is imperative of a desiderative, the desire to know, desiderative verb. May you have the desire to know, the V, it means clearly. Have vishesha jnanam. May you desire to have vishesha jnanam, clear knowledge of Brahman through tapas. Okay? Everybody alright?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, Kiki?
Nothing.
Okay. Tapo Brahma iti. Tapas is Brahman, iti, the father says. Now, in the, how could tapas be Brahman? What it says in the commentary is tapas here is praised as being that which is the highest.
Wow.
Tapas is Brahman. It's a way of saying it's through tapas will lead you to Brahman. Tapas will give you Brahman. Tapas is Brahman.
That's funny that they would say tapas as opposed to, you know, when we always say it's instruction, it's through words, not through tapas.
But tapas has a lot of meanings. You know, what is tapas means for how to gain, what is tapas, as Swamiji does a big enfoldment on this. Tapas is everything that is required to gain aparoksha jnanam.
Sitting and, you know.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Everything from the karma yoga to the upasana for chitta naishchalya, for steadiness of mind, karma yoga for antakarana shuddhi, all of everything that's required. And then the vichara, in terms of gaining knowledge, it's vichara. Tapas is the vichara.
Shravana
manana nididhyasana. But then also the karma yoga, the upasana, everything that's necessary to bring about what we call antakarna shuddhi, purity of mind, and chitta naishchalya. Chitta naishchalya means the steadiness of mind. Right? Upasana, all the Upanishads have a lot of different upasanas that are good for chitta naishchalya, steadiness of mind. And then the karma yoga and all of these things, you know, are good for the antakarna shuddhi. Then there's the shravana, manana, nididhyasana that are necessary for the Brahma jnanam.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brahma jnanam, knowledge of Brahman, requires vichara. Without vichara, without engaging the mind to contemplate on, to focus on this, to think this through, there won't be any knowledge. That's because Brahman already is the reality. There's nothing here to be gained, there's something to be understood. That's understood through vichara. Okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says that tapas is Brahman because tapas is praised as the highest in terms of it's going to bring you to Brahman. So the tapas itself, he says, is Brahman. Tapaha Brahman iti is a praise. So saha, here saha is Brigu, he.
Mm-hmm.
Tapo atapyaha, he did the tapas. Tapo atapyaha, he did the tapas. Saha tapas tattva, he, having done the tapas, tattva, having, tapas tattva, having done the tapas, so he, having done the tapas, leads us to the next paragraph, where he realizes that Brahman, that prana is Brahman. Okay, it's going to go on like that.
Oh, that's
nice. Right. Then it'll be manas, the mind is Brahman, then the buddhi is Brahman, then anand is Brahman, then he finishes it. So after we know how to chant this one paragraph here, all the others are, the next three paragraphs are exactly the same, except inserting prana, mm-hmm. manas, and vijnana in the place of anand.
Oh, that's good.
Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why it's the panchakosha.
Yes, going through, and this is all related back to the previous chapter. Okay? So let's try chanting it. Annam Brahmeti Yajanat. 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 Annadjeva. Annadjeva. Kalvimani. Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante.
Bhutani Jayante.
Annadjeva Kalvimani. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Bhutani Jayante. Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annadjeva Kalvimani. Bhutani Jayante. Annena Jatani Jivanti. 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 Annam Prayanchati Samvishanti Iti. Annam Prayanchati Samvishanti Iti. Annam Prayanchati Sam. Annam Prayanchati Sam. Annam Prayanchati Sam. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
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 Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti. Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Annam Prayanchabhisam. Vishantiti.
Tadvignaya.
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 Punareva varunam.
Punareva varunam.
Punareva varunam.
Punareva varunam.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Punareva varunam.
Punareva varunam.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara.
Punareva varunam. Pitaram upasasara.
Punareva varunam.
Pitaram upasasara. Punareva varunam. Pitaram upasasara.
Punareva varunam. Pitaram upasasara.
Adihi bhagavo brahmeti.
Adihi bhagavo brahmeti.
Adihi bhagavo brahmeti.
Adihi bhagavo brahmeti. Adhihi bhagavo brahmeti. Adhihi bhagavo brahmeti. Tagum ho vacha. Tagum ho vacha. Tagum ho vacha. Tagum ho vacha. Tapasa brahma. Tapasa brahma. Vijignyasasva. 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 Tapasa brahma. Tapasa brahma. Vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma. Vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma. Vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma. Vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma. Brahma vijignyasasva. Brahma vijignyasasva. Brahma vijignyasasva. Brahma vijignyasasva. Brahma vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. Tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. Tapo brahmeti. Tapo brahmeti. Tapo brahmeti. Tapo brahmeti. Satapo tapyata. Satapo tapyata. Satapastatwa. Satapastatwa. Satapastatwa.
Satapastatwa.
Okay, let's take a break.